You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.
Hey guys, it's Monday the 12th of January. Welcome to this first edition of House Music News Weekly, where you can bring yourself up to date on an entire week's worth of house music news in about the same time it takes to eat your breakfast. So, without further ado, here's this week's House Music News. One of the founding fathers of electronic music, German quartet Kraftwerk, revealed this week that its founding father has decided to seek pastures new. After 40 years since forming the band, it was announced on Tuesday that Florian Schneider officially split back in November, also not participating in the 2008 Kraftwerk World Tour. Though Schneider is pursuing a solo career, the rest of the band will continue touring and already have dates booked up to the end of April. Okay, so a lot of us would like to know exactly how our favourite artists make their tracks. Well, if you're a fan of deadmau5, a Belgian producer called Timothy has done the hard work for you. Using the ever-popular Ableton Live software, he's recreated Ghosts and Stuff, one of deadmau5's latest and biggest tunes. Not only do you get a video showing you the finished product, but you can also download the project file, meaning that if you run Ableton, you can really study in depth how it's made, as well as even attempt your own remix. It all sounds pretty good. You can find the link over on bestofhouse.co.uk in the podcast section. Now some quick tech news. iTunes this week announced that it will be selling its music DRM-free. Well, that means its tunes purchased through the Apple Music Store can be played on any brand of MP3 player. A great news for those of you who don't own an iPod. They've also reworked their prices, so you can download your tunes from as little as 59 pence per track. It's been confirmed that German capital of Berlin is getting a new techno club. Called Dice, the 2,000 square metre venue complete with roof terrace was actually at one time an electrical power station. If you check out their MySpace page, that's myspace.com/Dice Berlin, you can check out a teaser movie showing you around the club. Dice is scheduled to open on the 14th of February and lineups will be revealed on their website soon. Now, Manumission, the night made famous for its outlandish parties in Ibiza, was going to be making an appearance at London's soon-to-close Astoria for a farewell party. However, on Saturday, a statement was released on Manumission's website saying that the event had been cancelled. As you may already know, the venue was earmarked for demolition to make way for London's new Crossrail transport system. Due to lack of time, however, and increasing pressure from authorities, the management team decided to pull out at the last minute. Possible DJs would have included Tom Middleton, Eddie Temple Morris, Rob DeBank and Matt Bates, as well as a raft of top-quality rock bands such as Kasabian, Foo Fighters and Kaiser Chiefs. It's not all doom and gloom in London's clubland, though. Ministry of Sound have announced that their club is undergoing a three-week intensive refit. According to the brand, clubgoers will be met with a newly designed entrance tunnel, promising the ultimate welcome experience, as well as a new smoker's courtyard. If you remember the upstairs lounge, then you'll know that there really wasn't much space to dance, get your groove on, but they're doing that up to create a whole new dance space. On top of this, they're going all out on lighting equipment around the club, including more lasers, more strobes, and 8 CO2 jets capable of total whiteout in just 2 seconds. That's pretty impressive. The club reopens Friday the 23rd of January. Okay, so that rounds up the week's house music news. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast either through iTunes or via bestofhouse.co.uk. See you next week. Have a good one.
You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.